Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I'm your host of Favor Life, The Process of There, which is a faith walk that we go through each and every day as we trust God, trust His Word for our life, trust His will for our life. And as we do, we see the demonstration of His power as it changes us, it transforms us, it builds us, it makes us, it shapes us, it begins to create in us what we cannot create in ourselves. It is us being on the potter's wheel and allowing Him to shape our mindsets, our hearts, our wills, our characters, our behaviors, our conducts, even our words for the glory of God, that we produce Jesus in such a way, in such a fashion that everyone around us identifies with the life and the light that we now carry within ourselves. So it is a blessing to be called by God to the purpose and the plan that is greater than anything that we would ever think or imagine for our own self. And as we see this, as we understand this, that before the foundations of the earth, He called us, He purposed us, He saw us, He desired us, He wanted us, and then He had a plan that was greater than the enemy's attack, the enemy's daggers, the enemy's threats, the enemy's dysfunction, the enemy's fears, and anything else that the enemy could ever do to us in our lives. God's plan and purpose superseded that because it went through whatever the enemy threw at us, and God's saving strength caused us to be saved and to be put into a position and a posture and to a life that glorifies Him, and that we are still being changed line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. And even though it does not yet appear, give us a minute, we're going to be what He says, because even in this life, we're being changed to look like Him. And when He cracks the sky, when He comes down, we will be just as He is. So our seal, our guarantee of the Holy Spirit lets us know that we're in the process of becoming as He is. We're in the process of being more and more like Him. We're in the process of learning how to live and operate in the kingdom of God with this kingdom mindset and this kingdom heart. And we're putting away the former man even more. We're mortifying the deeds and the works of our flesh even more. And as we do, we understand what we've been called to and the love of God and the grace of God and His will for us even the more. So we've been looking at different people in the Bible, watching their lives, even going through scriptures and reading the Word of God for us as we go through this process of there. And many of us are in this fight that the enemy has tried to make it seem as if we're not going to win, but the enemy is a liar, because he tries to use false evidence that appears real. He takes things in life, situations in life, and he gives us blows. Sometimes they're unexpected blows, things that we never expected, anticipated, and he hits us and he causes us to try to second guess the Word of God that has been spoken to us, even as He did with Eve in the garden. The first thing He did was, did God surely say that? He wanted them to question or doubt the Word of God. So the enemy comes to make you try to doubt what God says because it has not manifest. You've waited for it. It has not materialized. You've gone through some situations. You've taken some blows. It looks like the opposite of what you were told, but God told and spoke something to you to let you know where you're going, the place of your expected end, and the process that you're going to get to that expected end, that process is going to get you to that expected end, but the process is not good. It never feels good to be the dough, so to speak, and be needed, that everything in you that is of God, that even as Jesus gave the parable, He said the kingdom of heaven is like a dough that is in a bowl and yeast is put inside and it is needed. Sometimes God has put His Spirit, His life, His Word, His truth, His gifts, His talents, His anointing inside of us, and He's meeting us. He's making sure that everything is mixed in together, and that when He finishes mixing us and anything that is not like Him, anything that's not going to give Him glory is pressed out of us, that, that process doesn't feel good. But these things have come to make us strong, these light afflictions. And we don't see it as light afflictions when we're going through it. We don't see it as it working for our good. We think it's the worst thing, and where is God, and doesn't he love us? But we have to change our mind and our precept, our concept about how we are looking at the situation. We have to change the way we perceive it. We have to change the way we're allowing it to affect us, because there's always going to be more than one perception. And we don't want our perception. We want the perception of God. We don't want perception of the world or the perception of the enemy or perception of the fear, but we want the perception of God, that we can look at that thing and say, this is working for my good. I know it is. It's going to work in my favor. God cannot fail me, and he is not going to fail me, and I have not come this far for him to forsake me, because if he forsakes me now, my enemies will overtake me. My enemies will say that my God is not strong enough. Isn't that what happened with the children of Israel? When they were at that point and God said, I'm going to destroy them, Moses comes back and he says, if you destroy them, if you do this, then the enemies of the land and in Egypt are going to think that you were not powerful enough to keep them and take them through this wilderness. If you, if God allows the enemy, the circumstance, the situation, whatever it is, that sickness, that blow that came to your business, to your marriage, to your children, to your finances, to your ministry, to your career, to your education, whatever it is, that blow that came, that loss that came, that grief that came, that unexpected thing, that marriage that didn't work out, that engagement that was broken, if the Lord allows that thing to come and overtake you and take you out and not complete the work that he's assigned to you, then the enemy will laugh and say that God was not strong enough to keep you, that God was not strong enough to deliver, that God was not strong enough to make a way out of nowhere, that God was not able to show up in your life and be the saving strength of his anointing. And we know that is not true. We know that our God is stronger and mightier and greater than any other God, but everything must bow to his authority. Everything must come subject to him. And so the enemy plays these mind games, and he plays with the circumstances to make them look as if they're not in our favor. But this is the time that you cannot look with the flesh. You've got to get in the spirit room and say, God, I know your word, and I know you, and you will not fail me. And I might be down to the last hour, but somehow you're going to come through. Somehow you're going to make a way. I'm reminding of the book of Matthew, and Matthew 13, verses 24 through 26. And it talks about Jesus giving the parable, and he's talking about a certain man who had a field, and he sowed wheat. And while they were sleeping, an enemy came and he sowed the tare. And we understand and know that this is the parable that's talking about the end time, the children of God, but I want to look at it in a different light. There are times in our life when we have sown very good things. We've done what God says. We've done all that he's required of us. We've done all the things that he said. We did it with all of our heart. But in the midst of us going through what we've been going through, and when we need to get a rest, when we need to get some recovery, when we need to get restored, and we're at that place, an unexpected thing happens. When you read the scripture, it says that while they were asleep, an enemy came in. While they were asleep, while you were, after you finished the warfare, after you finished standing, after you finished everything, after you finished being in the place where you were on the wall, and because you are a human, you needed to be restored. You needed to be recovered. You needed somebody to, God's power to come and restore things that had been taken out, depleted out of you in that stand, in that task. Sometimes it's being with a loved one who's sick or dealing with a business that's trying to go under and you're working long hours. Sometimes it's school. Sometimes it's things going on with the children or family members or in the marriage or in the finances. So while you're on the wall, you have a moment where you need someone to restore, and that's the time when you're sleeping to get, because rest represents restoration. So they would sleep, getting restoration, getting recovered, getting restored. And while they were doing that, an enemy stepped in while you were doing what you needed to do, and you just needed that moment to get restored. An enemy stepped in and came back with a blow, sowed something that was not the will of God, put something in the seed that you were sowing, that you have sown, that you were expecting a harvest with, and made it look like something other than what God said. And you, sometimes we don't understand that while we are sown so many good things, something else happens unexpected. Another blow happens. Something else comes to try to counteract the word of God that we received, or what we've been doing in our life. But you even cannot get weary in that, because that too is going to work out. Because when you go to the end of that chapter, to the end of those verses talking about this, the sowing and the wheat and the tare, you're going to see that Jesus says that the man said in the parable, he says, let them grow up together. Let them grow up together. Because right now, if you try to separate it, you're going to tear down that which is good. You're going to destroy that which is good, because you can't see right now what is good and what is not. Because they both look the same. They look so similar in their smaller stages. That sometimes the blow of the enemy, the thing that has come, looks so similar. It looks like it is the real when it's not. But if you give it just a moment to grow, if you give it just a moment to start to mature, you're going to see the difference in the wheat and the tare, the weeds and what is really authentic. You're going to see the difference. And what I like about it is this, because Jesus gives us the end of that parable. He says, the man let them grow together, and when the time had come, when the fullness of time had come, when it was harvest time, then every last one of those tares, that wheat, was gathered together. Every last one of your enemies, every last one of the things that have come against you, every last one of the things that have tried to buffet you in your marriage, in your relationship, in your body, with your children, in your ministry, on that job, in that career, in your schooling, everything that is trying to buffet you and everything that has come at you, all you have to do is keep on enduring and wait for your harvest time. There is a harvest time. The Bible says, talks about seed and harvest time. When you plant something and you go through the process of watching that seed grow and mature and grow up, and there's something there that's there that God did not give you to sow, that the enemy has put in there, an enemy has planted it. The enemy came in with that thought with that child. That enemy came through that open door with rebellion in that marriage or in that relationship or in the church or wherever it was. A door was open and an enemy came in while you were sleeping, while you were getting restored, and sowed something else. Even in that, God's grace is still sufficient, because he already knew. He already had the answer. He already had the result. He already had a plan. That thing that came in was going to make you. It was going to prove you and refine you. Even though it's buffeting you right now, even though it looks like it's not going to move, even though it looks like it's trying to win, even though it looks like it's trying to choke out or outweigh what you've sown or what you know is your harvest, just wait. Because when God finishes, he's going to gather everything that's an enemy towards you. The word of God says, in a little while, God will put the enemy under our feet. You're waiting for your harvest in your life. You're waiting for that place of maturity. You're waiting for that full turnaround to come, so that when God gets finished, when he gets finish in this season, in this session, he's going to gather every one of your enemies. He's going to gather everything that's come after you. He's going to gather everything that has buffeted you, everything that's trying to come to steal, kill, and destroy. He's going to gather it, and he's going to burn it, bundle it up, and burn it in the fire. God is going to take care of it, so that when you look at your heart, when you look at that family, when you look at that child, when you look at that marriage, when you look at your body, when you look at that ministry, when you look at your career, that business that God has told you to start, and when you look at what the direction that he's taking you, when you look at it after it's all over with, when you've gone through that process of seeing that seed that started off so very small become what God says, because he lets us know even further on in that same chapter about the seed.
He tells us that the mustard seed is a very, starts off as a very small, the tiniest, the smallest of seed. But in the end, it is so huge that even the birds can come and live in it and have a house in it because it grows into so much. You may start off as small, but get ready. That seed that you have is going to grow into something huge. And you're going to be able to not just sustain yourself and sustain your family, but you're going to be able to sustain many because God is going to allow that seed to grow and be a blessing to many people. It's going to supply and give, and there will be nothing lacking. There will be nothing lacking when God finishes. There will be nothing weak, nothing lacking when God finishes with you. You just got to go through that process of allowing those seeds to grow, and that's the thing. We want something overnight when God says, I got to process it. Everything that I said, every characteristic, everything, and it looks exactly like he says. So do not get weary. Don't get tired. You're going to get a harvest, and even though something else has been sown, get ready. It's going to be removed when the fullness of time comes. When God has that harvest ready, he's going to remove everything that is not like him, and you're going to be able to enjoy the fruit of what was sowed in righteousness and love and in the blood of Jesus. I pray that you've been encouraged. Pray that you understand that this too shall soon pass. Keep preaching, speaking, living, decreeing the word of God because it's going to work in your favor. God bless you. Thank you for joining me for Favor of Life, and we'll see you tomorrow for another 15 minutes of empowerment and encouraging in the process of there. Be blessed.